What's up, everybody? How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good. How y'all doing this evening?
Much better.
I'm trying to adjust that. Somebody clapping for me to speak usually is that's a little weird. It's my dog. I don't want to, forgive me if this gets a little churchy, but I just, you know, just sometimes just I sit around and think, and I do that from time to time. Not much, because it, you know, it hurts a little bit, but from time to time I think, yeah. And just take a look at life. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us are in the position that we're in because of just life and things that happen to us early that affects our lives. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, adults aren't always mindful of what they say to children, and they can say things that can affect that child for years to come throughout the course of their lives. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it could be a little bit negative, but they don't understand the ramifications of the words that they say sometimes. And they could be joking or just really not that serious, but discouragement, speaking discouragement, or just that their lives has been beaten down so much that they don't understand how to encourage. You know what I'm saying? And then that starts a generational curse, because then those kids grow up discouraged, have children, discourage those children, you know? So the thing about it is we have to get to the point where we encourage ourselves, and not just encourage ourselves, but encourage ourselves in the Lord, because we speak our own demise for the most part. And we have such a defeated spirit just throughout the course of life that once that spirit gets inside of us, it is hard to shake. It's nearly impossible to shake without the power of Christ. And Christ can take all of that self-doubt. He can remove all of that depression. He can remove all of that defeat that's just been embellished in our spirits. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the power of life and death are in the tongue, and those that love it shall eat of its fruits. Now, when you talk about eating the fruit, when you go to the grocery store and you see your fruits and vegetables, that's the produce department. That's the produce. That's what we call produce. But to produce something is they take seeds like Mick does in his farming, and you sow seeds and you nurture those seeds. You water them. You give them sunlight. You give them nutrients. And those seeds produce fruit. That's growth. And we can speak that same growth into our own lives, but we have to speak those seeds and plant those seeds within ourselves. Like, if you talk to most people or a lot of people, like, man, how you doing? Man, I'm going through it. It's all bad. And we constantly talk about the negative things that gotten us where we are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes now it's a difference. Don't get me wrong. Is when you're given a testimony and you're just given a testimony of the things that's going on in your life and what God has done to bring you out of that. But a lot of times we give the negative part, but forget one word that transcends everything we say, and that word is but. Yeah, I used to be this, but God. I used to be that, but God. I once did this, but God. I once lived like this, but God. Because if we constantly just harp on the bad things, it puts us in a dangerous place. It puts us in a dangerous place unbeknownst to ourselves. And it puts us in a place of doubt, of depression, of just being in a pity party about ourselves, feeling sorry for ourselves, because sometimes we get used to the coddling of people. It's going to be okay. you're going to be fine. You're going to be, and all of that's encouraging and that's good, but we can't fall in love with that. We have the ability to speak positive into our lives. Even if today is not a good day, guess what? It's a good day. How are you feeling? Man, I'm feeling good. I'm actually sick to my stomach. I've been throwing up all day. I got a fever, but you know what? I feel good today. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, and yesterday might have been miserable. But as I stand here, as I live and breathe and exist in this moment, today is a good day, whether it actually is or it's not. We have to start out by speaking those things. We have to look past our circumstances. Don't look at our circumstances. Look past your circumstances as what's to come. Every time Jesus committed a miracle, I don't want to say committed a miracle. That don't sound too. Every time he performed a miracle, he said, according to your faith, so shall it be. And if we have that kind of faith in God, and all it takes is the faith the size of a mustard seed, so shall it be. But it starts with us. Have that faith that no matter what I'm going through, I know God is going to pull me out. And I know that everything is going to be okay. Now, that takes us into Romans, the book of Romans. And in Romans says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this day are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that will be in, that will be revealed in us. The sufferings of this day, basically, it don't even matter what I'm going through. It shouldn't even matter what you're going through, because what's to come, and that's if we're Holy Ghost filled, is so beautiful. And what it means by, what the Bible means by the glory that will be revealed in us when Jesus comes back to this earth, and he sees his spirit inside of us. See, when we get baptized for the remission of our sins in the name of Jesus and to go on and live a holy life, we then become Holy Ghost filled. And what that means is the Bible said, God says, Jesus is saying that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, and we will make our abode in you. So when Jesus returns and he sees his spirit in you, that glory that will be revealed. Have you ever heard, like, especially older people say, yeah, grandma done went up to glory. She went to heaven. That's the glory that's going to be revealed in us. And there is no amount of nothing in this world, no matter how bad it is, that's even worthy to be in the same conversation. That's even worthy to be compared to the love of Jesus, to the strength, to the power of Jesus. And those are the things that we need to start speaking into our lives, no matter what it is. Now, things are going to happen in life. Life happens. I think that was a t-shirt. Was it not? Well, if it wasn't, life happens. It is what it is. And we all go through something. Welcome to being alive. That's just a part of living, right? And I'm trying to remember where I was just going with that. I got so caught up in trying to remember, was that a t-shirt or not? But we're always under attack. See, the enemy's mission, and when I say the enemy, I'm talking about Satan. I'm talking about the devil. His job, says the Bible, is to kill, steal, and destroy. But kill, steal, and destroy what? To kill, steal, and destroy you. And you. Why? Because he's already been sentenced to hell. And he knows this. So he wants, y'all know the old saying, misery loves company. So he wants as many of us there with him. So he's here to steal, to kill, and destroy your happiness. To steal, kill, and destroy your faith in God. To steal, kill, and destroy your inheritance. We are all heirs of God and joint heirs to Jesus. Heirs to what? Heirs to the kingdom of heaven. And the devil knows this. And he is trying to take our inheritance away. He is trying to get you to give your inheritance away. But we can't get caught up in that. And in the book of Isaiah, it says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon. Now, the key thing, it said no weapon formed. It didn't say no weapons will form, because they absolutely will. It's always going to be something like Murphy's Law. And Murphy's Law is whatever that can go wrong does. And how many times, as soon as you start to get it together, and as soon as the sun is starting to shine, you get sideswiped by something. Well, that's just life. Because the devil knows that God has a plan for your life. The devil can see God working in you. So he has to come along like a Mack truck and just knock you down. And the thing about that is, sometimes it's easier to just stay down once we get knocked down and hope that we stop getting hit. Hope that they see, okay, I surrender, I give up, maybe they'll leave me alone. Because it's a lot tougher to get up and fight. But that's what we have to do. We have to get up and fight, and fight spiritually, because we're not natural beings. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. So when you're fighting in the spirit, you have to fight spiritually. It's like being in a gunfight and you bring a spoon. That's not good. That's not a good war tactic. We can't fight this fight, this Christian life. We can't fight the enemy or the devil with these, because it's a spiritual fight. So we have to go into spiritual warfare. And that's when we call out to God and we say, Lord, I need you. I need you to get to you, because my flesh is weak and I want to give up and I want to turn back to those things that was detrimental to my life. I need you. And God is standing there with open arms, just waiting for us. The Bible says, if you take that first step to God, he'll take the rest. Draw nigh to God, which means draw close, and he will draw nigh unto you. So things are going to happen in life. Weapons are going to form against you. But we have to have the boldness to look at that situation, no matter what it is. And it may seem crazy, but it's like, you are not going to defeat me. I will not fall. I will not fall. The Bible says that I am more than a conqueror. I am the heir of the throne of God. And we have to stand on that and believe that. And when you talk to that situation, you have to speak with authority, because God has given us the authority to defeat the enemy. All we have to do is get that through our minds and ignite that power. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power. And it's in each and every one of you. It's in each and every one of us. But we have to know it. We have to have faith and stand rooted and grounded on that word. And the thing is, once we become in Christ, it is not going to be a cakewalk. Life is going to, in a sense, seemingly get harder. But the harder it gets, the more we lean on God, the more we cry out and call out to God. The harder it gets, the more we have to open our mouths and speak to that situation and say, you will not defeat me. Not today. I serve a God that specializes in the impossible. When we don't see a way through, when we don't see a way out, that is when our faith kicks in and God makes a way out of no way. That's why the Bible says, do not lean onto our own understanding, because there are things that we can't see and there are situations that we can't understand. We just have to have the faith and the belief that God has a plan for my life. And whatever I'm going through, he is there to pull me out. It is important that we know, no matter what it is any of us is going through, Christ is suffering right along with us. He feels every bit of pain that we feel. He's suffering with us. You are never alone. We have to be able to trust in God when we can't trace him. When we feel like it's hopeless. When we feel like he's just not listening. When we feel like, why is everybody else around me getting blessed and I'm sitting here stuck in a quicksand? It is then, like the footprints in the sand, I looked down and I saw one set of footprints. Jesus, I thought you said you would walk with me. I don't see two sets of footprints. I see one. And that is when Jesus said, son, that is when I picked you up and carried you. Those one set of footprints that we see is Jesus. Trust in him when we can't trace him. No weapon formed against you will touch you. In the book of Corinthians, it says, God will not put no more on your heart than you can bear. Now, to put that in perspective, for our actions, there are consequences and repercussions. The worst wounds are self-inflicted wounds. If you stab me, that's one thing. But if I stab myself, that's when it hurts a little bit more. When I put myself into these situations, when I put myself into this circumstance, that's when it hurts a little bit more, and it's a little harder to bear. God is always going to be there. It probably won't be 100% fixed, but he will give us the strength to endure where we put ourselves. He will give us the strength to be able to just keep going. But we have to believe in him. We have to trust in him. Everything that we're going through, everything that each and every one of you are going through, it's for a reason. That reason is, I don't know. But whatever it is that we have individually, God knows that. And he's given you something to fight through and to pull through. The evidence is that we are right here, right now. And as long as we're still here, as long as we still have breath in our lungs and life in our bodies, it is not too late to change that situation. But the first thing we have to do is allow God to come in. The first thing we have to do is step aside and allow God to deal with the situation. Let go and let God. I've tried to do it myself. Trust me, I messed it up every single time. It does not work when I have my hands on it. But once I learned to let go and just let God lead and guide me, let God be a lamp into my path and a light into my feet, let God direct my path. But because we're in this stuff right here, which is our flesh, it's hard to let things go. It's hard to let people go. It's hard to let places go. And we want to give ourselves to God, but we want to keep a little something for ourselves because we don't want to give it up. But when we don't give it up, it keeps us in that cycle. It keeps us in that rat race. There's people that are horrible for us. And we know that, but we just cannot let that person go. We would fight tooth and nail to hold on to a horrible relationship. just because we get comfortable in that space. But where we don't have the strength to let that person go, to let that place go, to let that thing go, to let that situation go, you give it to God, God is not going to, God will remove it for you. You don't even have to get rid of that person. You don't even have to get rid of that thing. Keep your focus on God. Develop a personal relationship with God. And the next thing you know, that person, that thing, that situation will be out of your lives before you could even look up. That's the definition of being delivered. Delivered from addiction. Delivered from depression. Delivered from oppression. But it starts with us. We have to have that boldness. We have to have, just make up our minds, Lord, it is for you I live and it is for you I die. Wherever you need me to go, I'll go. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do. Whatever it is you need me to say or not say, I will say or not say. But we can't play hokey pokey for the rest of our lives. Hokey pokey, put your left foot in, take your left foot out. Put your left foot back in and shake it all about. We can't be in and out. I mean, that's what we do. We are going to have to pick a side. Either we're all in or we're not in at all. The Bible says God, he can work with us if we're on fire for him. Even if we're freezing cold, but if we're lukewarm, if we're trying to keep one foot in the world and one foot and play church and play Christian and play that game, we're as good as dead. Because that's called being double-minded. And the Bible says a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all of their ways, in all of our ways. We have to pick a side. Remember that Twix commercial, peanut butter or caramel, pick a side. We have to pick a side. God is not going to force himself on us. But the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You don't have to eat the whole meal. Just taste and see. Just get a little taste and decide for yourselves. But we have to make up our mind that we are going to fight. Can I ask all the mentors to please stand up, please? These are the mentors here. I strongly encourage you to get to know them as I had to get to know them. These people can help you navigate down the road or through situations that you may not be comfortable with, that you may not be used to. These people are here anytime you need to talk, anytime you need advice. Some of them, anytime you need a ride to court. Whatever it is you need, these mentors are here. They've added so much to my life. So that's why I'm encouraging you to get to know these people and let them add to your lives. Let them help you as you go through this thing we call life. So as I close, I encourage everybody to just let go and just speak positivity over your lives, over your own lives. Don't wait for nobody else to do it. Speak life into your life. Amen. Speak life into your life. And as I close, before I close, I do want to let everybody know that Pam is getting married. Hallelujah. I'm still thrown off by it, but I love it. I love it. And just seeing that, man, I could just see God working. I seen a person who was so used to being a loner, and to see God change her heart and soften her heart to now she's getting married. But see, all of that came from spending time with God. She developed a personal relationship with God. And once you get that relationship with secure, once you get your relationship with God, your relationship with Jesus secure, now you're ready for God to bring into your life the things that he has for you, the blessings that he has for you. Pastor Gonzalez, Karen, I just really wanted to say that name. It was just so much fun to say. But that's Pastor Martin. And this is his church. And he opens it up to us. And if any, yeah, hey, I clap for that. I'll just clap for the name Gonzalez. But if you all are looking for a church home or just somewhere to start to learn about God so you can begin to develop a relationship with God, that is a great man of God. This is his church. And I'm pretty sure the doors are open every Sunday. So if you're looking for just somewhere to go and somewhere to get acquainted with the Lord, if you don't have anywhere, you're here on Monday, you can come right back here on Sundays. Or you can come on Sundays and then come back right back Monday. But find a place. These mentors here, talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. And that's it for me. So in the name of Jesus, amen.